Lesson 18, Demonstrative Pronouns. In this lesson, we are going to continue our study of the pronoun. The definition of a pronoun. A pronoun takes the place of a noun or a word that functions like a noun, such as a substantive. A pronoun is used in order to keep from repeating a noun in a sentence or a paragraph. Classes of pronouns. Most pronouns can be placed in the following classes. Personal pronoun. The personal pronoun takes the place of persons or things. The first person personal pronoun, I or we. The second person personal pronoun, you or you plural. And the third person personal pronoun, he, she, or it. The demonstrative pronoun. The demonstrative pronoun demonstrates or points out people or objects. We'll take that in this lesson. The indefinite pronoun. The indefinite pronoun is translated someone or something. Something that's indefinite. The interrogative pronoun, used for questions. For instance, like the word what or who. The relative pronoun, in making reference to a noun in a sentence, it is translated whom or which. The reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun is a pronoun that reflexes back upon the subject. The subject is doing something to himself or towards himself. The reciprocal pronoun is a pronoun that expresses mutual activity between two people. The phrase one another is a reciprocal pronoun. In the scriptures it says we are to love one another. Reciprocal, back and forth. Mutual expression of love between two parties or two people. In this lesson, we're going to study the demonstrative pronoun. The demonstrative pronoun. The demonstrative pronoun demonstrates or points out specific people or objects. In other words, the demonstrative pronoun points to, emphasizes, highlights specific people or objects. There are two major demonstrative pronouns in the New Testament. The first one, houtos, is called the near demonstrative. It is translated this. The near demonstrative demonstrates or points out something that is near. You can imagine someone pointing their finger saying, this man or this thing. And they're pointing to something that is close to them or nearby. The second major demonstrative pronoun is the far demonstrative. That is the Greek word ekenos, translated that. The far demonstrative demonstrates or points out something that is far. Again, you can imagine someone pointing with their finger and pointing to that man over there, the far demonstrative. This man or this thing, something that's near, and that man or that thing, something that is far away. Lesson 18, page 2. The uses of the demonstrative pronoun. There are two main uses of the demonstrative pronoun. The first use is when it is used with a noun. First of all, the noun must have the article. Secondly, the demonstrative pronoun stands in the predicate position. The examples, houtos hologos, is translated this word. It's literally this the word. But it's this word. Notice houtos is in the predicate position. That is, it does not come after the article. This word. Notice the second example. Ho logos ekenos. That word. Even though ekenos comes after logos, it is still translated that word. It is literally the word that. It's that word. In fact, in our first example, houtos hologos, it can also read hologos houtos, and it's translated exactly the same, this word. Hologos ekenos can also appear as ekenos hologos, and it is still translated that word, because in both instances, houtos and ekenos are in the predicate positions. Agreement, that is the agreement of the demonstrative pronoun when used with a noun. When it is used with a noun, the demonstrative pronoun agrees with the noun in gender, number, and case. Notice our examples above again. Houtos hologos. Houtos, notice the omicron sigma ending, the same as logos, omicron sigma. It is the nominative singular masculine. Cases with ho, the definite article, also a nominative singular masculine. So the demonstrative pronoun agrees with the noun in gender, number, and case, as well as the definite article ho. Now you'll remember the personal pronoun agrees in gender, number, and person, but not necessarily case. With the demonstrative pronoun, the demonstrative pronoun agrees with the noun that it's modifying in gender, number, and case. The second use of the demonstrative pronoun. When houtos and ekenos are used by themselves without nouns. Examples. Houtos, this man. Ekenos, that man. In other words, it's used as a substantive. If houtos stands by itself and it is a nominative singular masculine, it must refer to this man. If it was in the feminine, it would be this woman. And if it was in the neuter, it would be this thing. Ekenos, also standing by itself, is that man. If it was feminine, it would be that woman. If it was neuter, it would be that thing. Now notice the note at the bottom of page 2. These two uses can appear in all four cases of the demonstrative pronoun. That is, in our examples above, the examples are in the nominative case. These two uses of the demonstrative pronoun can appear in all four cases. If the noun that it's modifying, for instance, when a demonstrative is used with a noun, when the noun that it's modifying is in the genitive case, it also is going to be in the genitive case. If it's in the accusative case, it also will be in the accusative case. The same when houtos and ekenos are used by themselves, without nouns. For instance, if ekenos was ekenon, the accusative case, it would still be that man. These uses appear in all four cases of the demonstrative pronoun. The declension of houtos, the near demonstrative, translated this. Notice the nominative singular of houtos. The masculine is houtos, the feminine is haute, and the neuter is tuto. You notice again our characteristics of the article. Ho he to. In this case, the sigma is with the nominative masculine singular, like the second declension noun. But you have the omicron masculine characteristic. You have te or he in the article. This is te. You have the eta ending. And to, tuto. And notice that the prefix changes, houtos changes to haute, the omicron changes to alpha, au instead of u, with the eta, and in the neuter, it changes completely. Instead of like houto, it's tuto. The nominative singular masculine is translated houtos, this or this man, haute, this or this woman, tuto, this or this thing. The genitive case. Tutu, of this man. Tautes, of this woman. And tutu, of this thing. Notice in the feminine. Instead of tu, the omicron, upsilon, diphthong, the omicron again changes to the alpha of the feminine. Tau instead of tu, and tes, the eta sigma. Remember the article, tu tes tu? This is tutu, tau tes tutu. The dative, translated two or four. Tuto, tau te, tuto. Notice your article endings, to, te, to. You have two, and then you have the feminine, tau, where the alpha, again, is changed from the omicron of the masculine. Notice the accusative case. Tutone, tautane, tuto. Again, notice the endings for the article. Tone, tane, to. Two being the masculine. Again, the alpha is changed from the omicron, tau, and tuto, this thing. The plural form, nominative case, houtoi, these. Instead of this of the singular, it's these in the plural. Again, the near demonstrative, pointing out these people or these things. Houtoi, these. Houtai, these feminine, meaning these women, and tau ta, these things, neuter. Notice the endings, oi, I, and ta of the article, along with the u masculine and au feminine. Houtoi, houtai, tau ta. Notice the genitive, tutone, 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 of the article ending tone, all the way across in the genitive plural with two in front of it. The dative, tutois, tautais, and tutois. Again, notice the endings for the article in the dative plural, tois, tais, tois, with two and the tau of the feminine and two in front of the neuter. The accusative case, tutus, tautas, tauta. Again, the tus, tas, ta of the article, associated with the tu of the masculine, the tau of the feminine, and tauta of the neuter. Page 4. The declension of ekenos, the far demonstrative, translated that. Also, the plural is translated those. The nominative case, ekenos, the nominative masculine singular. Notice the omicron sigma ending again, ekenos. Ekene, the eta ending for the feminine, and ekeno, the omicron Remember ho he to, the omicron ending for the neuter, meaning that thing. The genitive case, akenu, akenes, and akenu. Again, the u, ace, u ending of the genitive case. The dative case, akeno, akene, and akeno. To or for that, man, woman, or thing. Again, the omicron, eta, omicron ending of the dative case. The accusative case, akenon, feminine, akenane, and then the neuter, akeno. Again, the on, ain, o endings of the accusative case. The plural forms, akenoi, nominative masculine plural, those men, those people. Akenai, those women, and akena, those things. Again, notice the oi, I, a ending of the nominative plural. The genitive case, akenon, 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 of those men, of those women, or of those things. The dative case, akenois, akenais, akenois, to or for those men, to or for those women, or to or for those things. Again, notice the ois, eis, ois ending. The accusative case, akenus, akenas, akena. Akenus, those men. Akenas, those women. And akena, those things. Notice the us, as, a ending of the accusative case. You should become familiar with a demonstrative pronoun. Then go on to the pronunciation exercise on page 5. At this point, fast forward your cassette to the end and turn your cassette over for side 2 and page 5, the pronunciation exercises. Lesson 18, exercise 1, the pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we are going to study the demonstrative pronouns that are in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. All of the material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 17 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on demonstrative pronouns, pages 21 and 22, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. We're going to begin at line 1 and read through the entire section and stop and emphasize and point out the pronouns and especially the demonstrative pronouns of this lesson. Beginning at line 1, NRK, the preposition N with the dative, in beginning. Ein hologos was the word. The conjunction chi and hologos, ein, pros ton theon. And the word was with the God, that is, face to face or equal with the God. Line 3. Chi theos, ein hologos, and God was the word. Line 3 at verse 2, houtos. Here is our first demonstrative pronoun. It is in the nominative case. It is the nominative singular masculine of the near demonstrative. Translated this, notice it's standing by itself. It is not used with a noun. Therefore, it's translated this one or this man. The demonstrative pronoun agrees with the noun that it is replacing in gender, number, and case, which refers back to logos. This one, this logos, this word. Most English translations begin verse 2 of John 1 with the personal pronoun he, but it is important to notice that he is using a demonstrative pronoun not a personal pronoun. The fact that the Apostle John is saying, this one, he's standing right next to the Word. He's pointing out something near and demonstrating something specific and emphasizing. Houtos, this one, line 4. Ein was, anarche, preposition N with the dative, in beginning, pros ton theon, with the God. Again, the preposition pros with the accusative. Line 5. Panta, third declension adjective, all things, prepositional phrase, diautu, through him, became, ageneto, conjunction, and, kai, korisautu, koris, an adverb used as a preposition. Here, a preposition with the genitive. Notice the personal pronoun, autu, in line 6. And without him, remember the personal pronoun, takes the place of a noun. The antecedent of him is, again, houtos and logos. And without him, who, this one, the Word. And without him, ageneto ude hen ho gegunen. And without him, or separate or apart from him, became not even one thing which has become. Speaking of creation. Lesson 18, page 6. Line 7. Prepositional phrase, preposition N with the dative, in him. Again, the personal pronoun referring back to the Word and this one. In him, zoe ein, life was or was life. Kai heid zoe, and the life, ein tophos, was the light, ton anthropon, of the men, meaning the human race. Line 9, verse 5. Kai tophos, and the light, prepositional phrase, in the darkness. Again, the preposition en with the dative, showing place and location. In the darkness, line 10, phine is shining. The present active indicative verb showing continuous action at the present when the Apostle John is writing. And the light in the darkness is shining. Kai and heskotia, the darkness, it auto u kateleben, did not overtake it. At the end of line 10, the personal pronoun auto, notice it's the accusative singular neuter, third person personal pronoun, making reference to the light. In line 9, the nominative singular neuter tophos. And remember, the personal pronoun agrees with the antecedent, the word that it replaced, in gender, number, and person, but not necessarily in case. So here's the personal pronoun in the accusative case. The antecedent is tophos, the light. Instead of repeating the light, John just said it, and the darkness, it, that is the light, did not overtake. Line 11, verse 6. Ageneto anthropos, there became a man, apestomenos, who has been sent from God. Para theou, prepositional phrase. Preposition para with the genitive is translated from. Not ek, out of, but para, from, alongside of. Onoma, name to him, Ioannes. Again, the personal pronoun, to him. Auto, making reference to anthropos in line 11. The name to this man is John, Ioannes. Line 12, verse 7. Houtos. Here's our next demonstrative pronoun. The nominative singular masculine demonstrative pronoun. Again, the near demonstrative, houtos. Again, the English texts use the personal pronoun he, making reference to John, or more literally, the man, there became a man who had been sent from God, named to him John. This one, this man. Notice the demonstrative pronoun matches the noun that it's modifying, matching its antecedent in gender, number, and case. Houtos, this man, making reference to anthropos in line 11. This man, pointing to him, emphasizing, demonstrating about him, came, aelthon, prepositional phrase, ace, the preposition with the accusative, for a testimony, ace marturion, that, hina, he might testify, marturese, again, prepositional phrase, peri with the genitive, peri tu photos, that he might testify concerning or about the light. Hina pantes, that all, third declension adjective, that all might believe, pistusosi, through him. D, page 7, diau tu. Here's dia, the preposition with the genitive, translated through. Page 7, line 15, at verse 8. Uk ein, not was ekenos, tophos. Here's our next demonstrative pronoun. You notice this is the far demonstrative, ekenos, the nominative singular masculine of this far demonstrative, again standing by itself. Not was that one the light. Again, the English translations, for the most part, translate this, he was not the light. But John is saying, that one. He is now taking the position of standing over by the light now, where before, just a few moments ago, he used the word houtos, standing next to John, but now, positionally, in his mind, he is standing next to the true light, and he's pointing back over to John. That one over there was not the light. Line 16. But, alhina, he might testify, martyrese, prepositional phrase, preposition peri with the genitive, that he might testify concerning the light. Line 17. Ein tophos, he was the light, to alethinon, the true. Adjective, matching the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. In the attributive position, it follows the article. Tophos, to alethinon. He was the true light, which, ho, line 18, photidze, is enlightening. Notice it's the present active indicative. It is presently enlightening and continuously. Every man, panta anthropon, coming, erkomenon, into the world, prepositional phrase, ace with the accusative, ace ton kosmon. Line 19 at verse 10, en to kosmo, preposition en with the dative, in the world he was, ein, and kai, ho kosmos, the world, through him, prepositional phrase, dia with the genitive, translated through, diautu, notice the third person personal pronoun, autu, making reference to the true light. The fact that he was in the world and through him, making reference to the true light. Through him became, egeneto, and kai, ho kosmos auton, the world, him, ukegno, did not know. Auton, the third person personal pronoun, accusative singular masculine, is used here in its normal usage of the accusative case. The accusative case is the case of the direct object, that is, the object that receives the direct action of the verb. The world did not know him. Line 21, verse 11, starts out with a prepositional phrase, ace taidia. There's a preposition ace with the accusative, translated into the things of his own. Idia is an adjective from idios, one's own, and ta, the article, accusative plural neuter, standing as a substantive Into the things his own, into his own things he came, Eltha. Kai and hoi idioi, the ones his own. Now the nominative plural masculine, talking about his own people. Line 23. And his own people, him, auton, personal pronoun making reference to the light, him, auton, ou perelabon, they did not receive. Hosoi, as many as, but, de, elabon, received him, auton. Again, the auton is in the accusative case, receiving the direct action of the verb received, but as many as received him, making reference to the true light. He gave, edokan, to them, autois, serving as its normal usage in the dative case, to or for whom the action is being expressed. He gave to them authority, exousion, the accusative case, the direct object. He gave to them authority, children of God, techna theou genesthai, to become. Tois pistiousin, to the ones who are believing. Tois, the article, dative plural masculine, used as a substantive, to the people or to the ones who are believing. Pistiousin, present active indicative, present action and continuous. To the ones who are believing, eis to onoma autu, into the name of him, prepositional phrase. Preposition eis with the accusative, with the third person personal pronoun, showing whose name, it's in the genitive case, the name of him. Line 26, verse 13. Hoi uk exhaimaton, who not out of bloods, exhaimaton is a prepositional phrase, neither ude ek thalematos, another prepositional phrase, out of the will of the flesh, ek thalematos sarkos, nor ude ek thalematos andros, nor out of the will of man, but all ek theou, but out of God. Prepositional phrase, ek with the genitive. Eganetheson were born. Line 28 at verse 14. Kai and hologos, the word, sarx egeneto, flesh became. Kai and eskenosen, tabernacled, en hemin, preposition en with the dative, among us. Kai and we beheld, ethe asamatha, the glory, tain doxon, line 31, autu, the glory of him, or his glory. Lesson 18, page 9. Line 31, doxon, glory, as hos monogenous para patros, of an only begotten from the Father. Notice no article, it's from Father. Para, the preposition used with the genitive, is translated from. Line 32, pleres, adjective full, charitos, of grace, kai, and aletheos, truth. Line 32 at verse 15. Ioannes, John, testifies, marture, notice the verb is a present active indicative verb in line 33. It's the third person singular present active indicative of martureo, showing that the testimony of John continues to this day. John is testifying concerning him. Peri, preposition with the genitive. Notice the third person personal pronoun concerning him. Kai and kekrage legon, has cried saying. Notice line 34, our next demonstrative pronoun. Houtos, this is a quote, this is what John said. The nominative singular masculine demonstrative pronoun, this one. John is pointing to the one near to him. This man was whom I said, ein, hon, apon. The one after me, ho'opisomu, coming before me, erkomenos emprosthenmu, emprosthen being an adverb used as a preposition with the genitive. Coming before me has become, gegonen, that is, has become before me. Because, ho'ti, protosmu, first of me, ein he was. Line 36, verse 16. Kai, and, out of the fullness, again, the preposition ek with the genitive, prepositional phrase, out of the fullness of him, autu, hemes pontes elabomen, we ourselves all received. The verb elabomen, which is an aorist verb, and we haven't had aorist past tense verbs yet, but notice the omen ending on elabomen. It's we received, but hemes is used to intensify. It's we received. So it's translated, we ourselves all received. Pontes being a third declension adjective that we'll study when we take the third declension. Line 38, and grace kai karin antikaratos, grace succeeding grace. Line 38 at verse 17, hoti ho nomos, because the law, dia moseos, through Moses, prepositional phrase, the preposition dia with the genitive is translated through. Because the law through Moses, edothe, was given. Hei charis, the grace. On to page 10. Line 40. Kai he aletheia, and the truth, dia Jesu Christu, and the truth through Jesus Christ. Notice the prepositional phrase, the preposition dia with the genitive, through Jesus Christ, egeneto, became. Line 41 at verse 18. Theon, God, udes, no one, heoreke, popote, has seen at any time. Ho monogenes huios, the only begotten son. Monogenes being a third declension adjective describing what kind of son he is. The only begotten son. Hold that phrase right there. The only begotten son. The one, ho, article making reference back to the son. The one being or existing into the bosom, prepositional phrase, ace with the accusative, ace ton kolpon, into the bosom, to patros, of the father. Notice our last demonstrative pronouns. Ekenos, the nominative, singular, masculine, demonstrative pronoun. That one declared him. Now notice ekenos. It is the far demonstrative, standing by itself in the nominative case. Now remember, the demonstrative pronoun agrees with its antecedent in gender, number, and case, the noun that it's modifying. It agrees with ho monogenes huios. Ho monogenes huios is the son, the only begotten son. That one, over there. The one who exists into the bosom of the Father, showing position. That one, not he as the English text says, but that one, exegeseto, declared him. You should review this exercise while going on to lesson 19 and the study of present, middle, and passive verbs.